Hello, I'm Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is going to get a little cheesy, or rather, the topic is dairy. This includes all the white stuff from cow's udders that we drink straight, or, well, really, at the very least refrigerate it, or separate it into cream and skimmed milk, soured into yogurt, or, amazingly still, aged into all the varieties of cheese we like. Many people find they can't digest dairy products very well, to the point they can get very disabling illness. And these folks should continue to avoid dairy, if that's the case. Many others of us, however, may find a lot of positive things about dairy. Probably the first one that comes to mind is calcium. And sure enough, you'd be hard-pressed to find another food that has more calcium in it than dairy. Calcium, of course, is very important for our bones. But also, our bodies use this mineral to balance the pH in our blood, which becomes acidic easily from meat and grains, where we get a big proportion of our calories. So, our bones act as a storage depot for calcium to be used as a balancer for our blood pH. And presumably, our bones could get brittle faster if we don't keep replenishing this calcium in some way. As a side note, vegetables also act as a little pH buffer in general, even beyond their calcium content. So here we have another reason to eat our veggies. While saturated fat is mostly seen as a dangerous thing to limit, some studies suggest dairy fat may not be as dangerous as the fat of red meat. Most of us know that yogurt can supply us with beneficial bacteria for our intestines, such as Acidophilus. This segues into a recently discovered tidbit about a relatively obscure vitamin K, which we consider important for blood clotting. Well, now we know there's a K1 and a vitamin K2. K1 is found in leafy greens, but K2, amazingly, is just about only found in cheese in the Western diet. K2 has been found to lower risk of some cancers. We also can make K2 in our intestines, so still another reason to have the right balance of bacteria in there. Another recently discovered beneficial fat, CLA, can be found in milk, and in much higher levels in cows fed predominantly grass. CLA seems to prevent cancer and cardiovascular disease. Well, thanks for listening. This has been Dr. Tim Hagney with another Nature's Remedies, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.